Well, as you can hear, there's lots of anger here today. People rely on this local service and they feel hard done by. They don't want the council to close it. Let's just try and speak to some of the protesters among the crowd. What's your name and how do you feel about it?
My name is Mark. People need libraries, yeah, children need libraries. To say that people can simply access a main library in Luton, small libraries are really, really important. I mean, we have a legal duty to provide libraries. We don't have a legal duty to provide concerts in the centre of Luton that nobody goes to. So there are lots of unanswered questions.
Let's try and speak to some more protesters in the crowd. Anybody else want to speak to me? Lots of placards here today. What's this? Luton Cultural Trust out. What's the other? Trust denying library access to Wigmore area. 72,000 visits a year. I mean, how do you feel about this?
I think it's disgraceful. I mean, the number of people who come up here, the whole age range that it helps, it's ridiculous. There's no parking in the library we've got to go to. People with disabilities are going to have terrible trouble getting there.
So you use this library every day. How much of a lifeline is it for you?
Lifeline? It's more than a lifeline for me. I mean, when these doors open in the morning, and I sit in there every day, and they normally, and I'm 93. You see, and my son looks after me, but I come down here every day and sit in a chair.
Does it break your heart that this library is going to close?
I've got to get a bus or somewhere to Stopsley. Stopsley, you see, but the people in here are absolutely perfect. They know me, you see, they call me by my name. And so I've come down here to say goodbye, really.
So at 6 o'clock, the doors on this library close for the final time. Let's speak to Mark Rivers, who is a Green Councillor for the local area.
This is absolutely disgusting because there is a town like Luton, which suffers such deprivation, needs to have education for kids. It needs to give parents the means to put some brains into those young minds. And libraries are a fantastic source of brains. Today, this is a sign that young minds are dying because Luton doesn't care anymore.
Save libraries, not banks! Save libraries, not banks! Save libraries!